I'm Mark Prell with KRCB's California Update. Half of the 20 U.S. metropolitan areas with the highest foreclosure rates in the first half of this year were in California. Steve Milne has more on new data from foreclosure listing service RealtyTrack.
Stockton posted the nation's highest foreclosure rate between January and June, followed by four other California metro areas.
Modesto 2, Riverside, San Bernardino 3, Vallejo, Fairfield 4, and Merced, California is number 5.
RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist says other metro areas in the top 20 include Sacramento, Bakersfield, and Fresno. That's even though California, for the most part, is bucking the national trend of higher foreclosure activity compared to the previous 6 months.
Most of the metro areas in California are actually seeing decreasing foreclosure activity because California did not have as big a delays in foreclosure processing as some of these other states where we're seeing the increases.
Still, Bloomquist says many California metro areas have high percentages of underwater mortgage holders, and that could ultimately lead to an uptick in foreclosure rates. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
California Governor Jerry Brown is downplaying the state parks scandal in his first public statement on the issue. Last week, the Brown administration revealed that the Parks Department had failed to report $54 million in two funds for the last 12 years. State Parks Director Ruth Coleman resigned as a result. But the governor says it's better to find money than to discover money missing.
When somebody comes and says, hey, guess what? We have some money over here. Well, that's better than saying, oops, we don't have any money. And most of our controls are about people misspending and overspending. We hadn't thought that we had to have controls about making sure people spend everything they got.
Brown says he doesn't know how it happened, but he has called for an investigation of all special funds. The governor added that more money is better than less money.